Both boys and girls are regional champions. I'm Chris Brinto with your Basin Radio Sports Update. The number one Thunder Basin Bolt boys soccer team defeated the number two Cheyenne Central Indians 2-1 in the East Regional title game on Saturday. With the win, Thunder Basin will be the one seed from the East at next week's state tournament. On Friday, Thunder Basin shut out Cheyennese 2-0. The Bolts head into the state tournament with a 17-1-1 overall record. Thunder Basin's defense has allowed just 11 goals in 19 games played. First-year Bolt head coach Saber Garcia says it's been a team effort on defense all year.
And everybody understands what their job is. You know, from the front to the back, everybody just does their job. And as a whole, I think we're a really good team. Defense communicates well. They trust each other. They back each other up. Got a good keeper back there as well. So I think, you know, the low scoring on us is attributed actually to our whole team.
This Thursday afternoon in Jackson, Thunder Basin will play the four seed from the West, the Natrona Mustangs. Game time is set for 4. The number two Thunder Basin Lady Bolts defeated number one Cheyenne Central 1-0 on Saturday in order to win the 4A East Regional Championship. Thunder Basin has won 3 straight in 12 of its last 13 matches. The Lady Bolts will go into the state tournament with a 17-2 record. Thunder Basin's 2 losses this year came to Cheyenne Central and Campbell County. Thunder Basin is the one seed from the East in round 1 of the state tournament. Thursday, they will play the four seed from the West, Natrona. Game time Thursday afternoon is set for 2. At the regional track meet in Cheyenne, the Thunder Basin girls took 4th place, while the Thunder Basin boys took 5th. 2 Lady Bolts earned individual wins as Riley Aysen took 1st in the triple jump and Keely Hill took 1st in the pole vault. Thunder Basin will compete at the state meet starting on Thursday in Casper.